This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tanya Hendricks joins us in studios from Crossing Healthcare. This is not a political conversation to me. It starts in a political arena, but it's a bigger conversation we were having off the air about age today and demographics and groups. And the candidate for the Senate in Wisconsin, who is a Donald Trump-endorsed candidate, who went on a podcast and said that people in nursing homes shouldn't be allowed to vote. Because they are in kind of the last, they shouldn't be making decisions about our future because they're not going to be in our future, was basically the gist of the argument. And it was interesting to me because the average age of a person in a nursing home is 81 years old. Donald Trump will be 78 this year, which means if the guy he's supporting is elected, he will be older than those people that shouldn't vote, making all the decisions in his second term.
Actually making the decisions, yeah.
And this guy sees no irony in this statement at all. Now, that's, I'm not bringing up to bring up politics. I'm just saying the way we look at age is so different through whatever prism it is that we're using or categories. And there's so many people stuck in like the 1950s, like when we used to go, well, let's look at your body mass index and see whether you're overweight or not. Oh, Mr. Stallone, in the middle of making you're obese. Makes no sense at all. Now, you could have the argument, would we like younger candidates for the office because they can relate to people who are, sure. But the idea that if you're too old to vote but not too old to run seems like a non-starter for me. And the difference today, and this was the thing I was having with Clay earlier. Clay was kind of thought I was mad at him. I'm not mad. I'm offended. When you go 50 plus, when you just count everybody on the other side of 50 as one big group, I go, wait a minute.
100%. I'm in that 50 plus group now.
And we're being defensive. And I realize it.
We are being defensive. I exercise a lot.
You do.
I'll win those senior games.
And I think
they're there to be won. That's the point. They are there to be won.
But table tennis?
Yeah.
I'm going to go run.
They have track.
You have track. Skipping?
What does that mean? Track.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Is that the dash, the 100-meter dash? Or
maybe.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. Me and Brian are going to go take those games.
No, we're not. Because like that would be the equivalent of like hunting, like when the bears like actually fenced in.
You're right.
Yeah, if it was all lumped together, that's a lose-lose situation. Because if you win, you shouldn't have picked on them. And if you lose, you shouldn't have lost.
100%. Yeah,
all I am saying is that we seem to do less and less nuance in America when more nuance is absolutely necessary. And it is almost like some people in the political world or else, and once again, separating out, it just happened to be around this whole senior games thing with Clay, this conversation started. But it's almost like the politicians have like a nuance EpiPen on standby, right? Like, I mean, they not only are allergic to it, I mean, they want to kill it.
Yeah, it's tough. I struggle anytime we as a country collectively have a conversation about limiting people's right to vote. That is what makes the United States of America.
But to say it out loud when you're backing a candidate the same age.
I know. Maybe it was just lost on me.
Or you're 78 and the 81-year-old's too old. Right. I mean, it's like, come on.
It's hard. And I think the older I get, the different, I see age so much differently. And I know that every person who, you know, ages says that, but it's true. And I think that, you know, just as we should not categorize young people as being naive or not knowing things or not being wise, we need to not categorize people with more decades under their belt as somehow being, you know, not with the times
or incapable
of understanding new things.
And on the flip side of that, there are plenty of them that aren't any smarter or any wiser throughout
people
all their years. all I am saying is I think you got to rethink what you do with branding today and categories. Way more blurred than they've been, you know, in my lifetime. On the one side of that notion is an easy one to go. Women's basketball and the change in, you know, like your daughter
and
the role models she has to look up to and the platforms that are available to her to do that.
Yes.
Way different than when I was a kid. You know, that's progress. A lot of times the brands will sort themselves out and the people will find the value in that and they will go there. And we're starting to see that per our conversation earlier, right? But in some ways, we still do really weird things. I mean, why are we still using BMI?
Oh, such a good question. I think that most physicians have it, you know, most electronic health records automatically calculate that if you put in. I would tell you most physicians ignore that information and have the nuanced conversation. I don't think there's too many physicians anymore who will surely just look at BMI and have that conversation.
I just recently filled out a form to switch insurance.
Okay. Because, you know, insurance companies are wise.
Because we got new people coming in and everything's kind of in a state of flux right now, which is, it's all good, but you got to do a lot of this kind of stuff. And I haven't done anything like that for like 16 years. So it's, you know,
and
I am in the okay weight range, the okay weight range. I have I literally have, I am now, there's argument in my head of whether I'm 56 or 57. That also comes with age.
You're something like that.
I'm either turning or turning. Okay. So my height, my weight, I literally at 56, 57 still have a 28 inch waist and I am considered okay in my weight range according to the BMI. Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they want to know why people have issues around weight.
The BMI has become a mainstay for the commercial side of this, so that if 60 or 70% of your population is okay or worse, there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah.
Brian is fit.
Brian's fit.
You're fit.
I am not.
You're not as dialed in as you have been. But you are fit.
As fit as I have been.
But you are fit.
But I am not overweight.
No.
And I am not, I don't believe, just anecdotally of average weight for my age.
No.
Certainly not the United States of America.
I am not the buffet guy.
Same.
That is, you know, deep breathing after table tennis.
But here's the thing. I think these insurance companies do this, obviously, to calculate risk, and they don't want you to feel good about yourself.
They want to charge more.
Correct.
I mean, I get that.
Right.
I'm just saying we hang on to these notions, mm-hmm. even though we know they're not true. And a lot of
or life, universal. Because some people genetically just carry around weight and are fit, have good organs, have everything. But I mean, it doesn't mean the same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I honestly do not think. I know the health insurance companies are doing that. They're doing that for sort of actuarial reasons, But I'm telling you, physicians are not using that information the way they
did. It's not accurate.
10 or 15 years
ago. It's not going to do them any good to solve the problem that they're working on. Mm-hmm. And also just taking someone's word
for
it.
But I'm buying insurance from you. And you are working for me.
Well, but that's what they forget.
Yeah.
That's something that I think, you know, we as a society have to somehow figure out ways to exercise our rights around that, because we feel as though we're at the mercy of the insurance companies and they do.
Well, we are.
Well, we are. I think collectively we've got to figure out ways to push back, and that's tough.
Well, I think that I feel like we started life like, and the government had to sort of categorize things a certain way, and we've evolved. At least the answers, the solutions, the appeal, none of that has evolved with humans as we've evolved. We live to older ages. We're more functional to older ages. Mm-hmm. Retirement isn't the same age it used
to
be.
We can't afford to retire for 10 or 15 more years.
we're more active on a whole, but it's also very much a have or have not in that area. The people active are more active. The people who are not are even in greater numbers. You know, all of that, you know, there's not a simple answer to any of it.
There's not. There's still a lot of disparities, and I wouldn't be doing my job representing cross in my population if I didn't point out this, but there's still a significant number of disparities around health, exercise, and aging well related to education and income. And so, you know, if you look at lifespan and life expectancy, what you will see is a strong correlation around education, which then correlates with usually wealth. And life expectancy. And sure. that has not changed in our country. And what we've seen is pandemic removed, because we did see a drop in life expectancy during that time.
Yeah, because everybody had to play by the same rules.
Yeah, and across all age and demographics. But correcting for that, our lifespan is getting longer for people who have a good education, and we are not making progress. In fact, we're going the wrong way for low-income populations. So that's a lot of work for me.
Well, it is, but and I'm not suggesting that everyone is, or that anyone is free of stress, but when you put stress into everything about how do you keep the power turned on, I mean, the stuff that people who are of a certain, don't have to have those day-to-day worries on top, and that doesn't mean that they don't have stress. Right. I'm just saying, it's a whole different ball game.
It really is. It really is.
So let's just figure out what we're going to do here in the senior games.
I want to play. I'm going to get a new track
bowling
suit. We have to dress for this too. Like, we got to get the right track suits.
That'd be awesome.
Track suits.
Run DMC style.
We got to get track suits.
No, I want to go very much 90s Japanese Yakuza style.
You got to have it open, taco shopping. Meat out, the whole
tattoos,
night.
Yeah.
Yeah, chest tattoos.
Yeah.
What's my look, Nick?
Oh, I don't know.
I got to figure this out.
Olivia Newton-John, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Leg warmers. Yeah.
I love it. Headbands.
Headbands and leg warmers. I'm down for it. Big hair.
All right. So if I just go to the seniors, which, in my, I am either, whether you describe it as 50 plus or you describe it as 55 plus, I fit either category. Yeah. You're left out on one of those.
I'm left out on the 55 plus. Yeah. Sorry about it.
And 65 is still the number where you're, but like a senior citizen for like Medicare, Medicaid or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. So, well, 67 now for some, but 64 and a half over.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
It's a situational, but yeah, it's in the ballpark there. Okay.
You're good. I'm being too direct.
So then even the term mature adults.
Oh, I like that one. Do I have to be?
No. I enjoy being immature.
100%. Me too.
There's no word that's just going to be a good brand. You're not going to be adults plus. You're not going
to
be.
Why do we have to be anything? Once you're done being a teenager, how else do you classify the rest of your life?
Well, but like.
21 and older. Legal.
Okay.
There you go.
There was a TV show called 30-something, years ago.
That, yeah.
Yeah, but
really angsty.
I mean, it's the idea to carve out a space where you can act. I mean, because you take somebody that's 21, get somebody that's 89, but in good shape, it just isn't going to work out. So you have to just kind of curate. You got to curate.
And the races, the 5Ks and all, they've been doing by decades. So you just do the 40s, the 50s.
That's in competition.
Yes, yes.
But not having just a different race for the.
Oh, I mean, you can just go no golf special. With a young person today could golf with an older person.
Yes.
You can just do that. You can bowl together. You can play ping pong, paddleball. But to compete, you've got to kind of just.
Okay, but that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No.
I don't know.
And he said there's different classes too within that.
Okay.
Okay. I can't play basketball.
Yep.
But I can compete in free throw shooting contest.
I'm going to play basketball. Actually, I'm not very good shot.
I'm not either. So what I'm saying is it's the abbreviated version of everything, right? I mean,
yeah, we're
going
to dial it back for you old folks.
Yeah. Tennis? No. Table tennis, my friend.
Oh, no. Not even pickleball?
Not even ping pong.
Pickleball's in there. That's the gold standard.
Yeah. I'm not good at pickleball.
I'm not good at pickleball people. it does say track.
Yep.
But I would be real curious.
No field.
What that means.
You can track, but no field.
Standing long jump.
Standing.
We need to make our own games. Clay, we're sorry. We love you.
Yes, this is no, I'm glad they're doing it. I just feel like I'm getting included into something that I don't.
But you could do both.
I
That's
do
the cool
lap
part.
Swim at the
what do you
pool?
Mean I could do both?
If there's a city open for golf, you could be in. If there, and now you can also be in this golf. You get to do both.
You
I can't.
Do both.
Primarily because I can't golf.
But. I was going to say, maybe you better pick a different sport.
I mean, that's an example. You get to walk and you get to straddle both worlds right now.
There you go. We're lucky. And, Ryan, we're lucky.
It's a good thing. They're being inclusive.
What's another option? Because I want to get a new tracksuit.
There is bowling.
Okay.
That's the one I'm right really, there.
I'm Why bad is at that. That the one?
Because it's fun.
I hate
bowling.
Get the pizza.
I'm not wearing anybody else's shoes. I'm not wearing anything. You got a spray can beforehand.
You can wear the purple jumpsuit John Turturro wore in Big Lebowski.
Never, never, ever, ever.
I love bowling. It's a blast.
It's fun, but I'm not good at it.
I don't want to go somewhere where I have to use someone else's equipment every step of the way.
Well, get your own gear.
To use it once every four
So I can
years.
Have a bowling bag? I don't think so.
We can get you a shirt with your name in cursive.
That's the best part.
Is dressing like the Roto-Rooter man? Yeah, that's great.
You'd get a nice Tommy Bahama one or something.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I don't know.
Every guy who's retired to Florida. They only come in triple XL.
I'm trying to think of when we did like the Y challenge and we had like some of the things that we did.
But
there.
We didn't separate out activities by age.
No, because Austin was.
I had to do the same stuff that the 22-year-old had to do.
You sure did. In fact, I think Austin and Angela were harder on the older people. They held us to higher standards.
Maybe, because we're mature adults.
We're mature adults.
And that might be what this is. They might essentially be saying the young people can't cut it.
No, they're not.
They haven't gotten to this level yet.
How are some of our, like, I feel like some really good gym relays would be your jam, Brian.
There was no doubt about it during
TRX.
The WSOYMCA challenge that it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
You get Matt Whitehead. I got 25 years, and I will race your ass down the gym every single time and make you look bad.
That was fun.
We hurt ourselves to not look bad.
Yeah, no, but that's okay.
It was so fun.
What if they had Taekwondo?
I'm not the guy that ended up on a scooter for 6 months.
He did.
Just saying.
Yeah, he did.
I was one of the brave ones that got on the...
How about rope skipping?
That's a good one.
I can try double dutch. That's real.
Have you seen the modern-day rope skipping competitions?
That's amazing.
Does anybody call it rope skipping competition?
I think it's literal.
Jump rope?
Jump rope's recreational. Like, I'm just going to go jump rope. Rope skipping is, I'm trying to do something here.
That's okay. Like, we're doing tricks with two and three.
Yeah, it's cute
ropes.
That you jump rope. Yeah.
I skip.
I think of it as the exact opposite of that. I don't think Muhammad Ali was rope skipping. He was jumping.
he was doing something manly.
What else? Free throw shooting.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Miniature golf if you can't handle the golf ball.
Oh, that's the one right there. That's a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I love Overlook.
Table tennis, track. I don't know if that's all the categories. That's...
But
then they have the closing ceremonies, which you're this age. You know, the word closing isn't something you want to just throw around lightly.
Look, in a few years, they're going to have to add like video games too.
Yeah, that's cool.
What do you mean going to have to add in a few years, dude?
When do you think
video games arrived?
Yeah, you tell us.
They were in the 70s.
Yeah.
And how old are those people now?
That's a good point.
They're mature adults.
Yeah, they should add some gaming.
Yeah, I was born in 73. They
should add some gaming.
Yeah, gaming.
That's an easy add, too.
That's the arthritis.
Well, they were just little simple joysticks back then.
Thanks for the reminder, the Atari joystick.
Atari 2600, yeah.
I had one. I got one for Christmas.
We had gaming centers. We had pockets that weighed 5 pounds of quarters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, love the arcade.
Hey, well, do you go to the one over in McLean ever?
What?
Do you know about Arcadia in McLean?
I don't know.
Free commercial right now.
Wait, I thought McLean was a county.
Well, McLean is a small little tiny town in McLean County, and there is a playable arcade called Arcadia. They have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can play all of the old games like Frogger and Pac-Man, and they have a ton of pinball machines. All of the retro video games, and you go in there, you put your $20 bill in the changer, and you get your big old pocket of quarters, and you play. And it
I
is
love
worth
that.
Your
107
weekend.
South Hamilton, McLean, Illinois.
Super cool. It is fun. It is fun for the whole family. My kids love it.
All right. That's the best thing we've done all day. Thank you.
There you go. It is worth the drive over there. It's the Hayworth exit. So you just go drive towards Bloomington, take the Hayworth exit, and it's about 15 miles down the road when you exit over.
Their website has a philosophy statement, which I love.
They're cool. They extend their hours during spring break and school breaks so that kids can go and hang out.
All right, so here's what they say. We have replicated the closest thing to a real old-fashioned arcade as possible so that you can show your kids the magic you experienced in an arcade. No ticket machines, no wristbands, no cashless card scanners, just a change machine and a pocket full of quarters, mm-hmm. each unlocking a new world of fantasy and delight.
Best thing ever.
I have my own arcade machine, my own pinball machine, but this is worth a drive.
You got to go.
And it has my jams, too.
They have a Gilligan's Island pinball machine, and I may or may not stand in front of it for 40 minutes whenever I go.
I love it.
It's so fun. It is a fun place to go, and it's a great little birthday party. I've taken
half of their games are still 25 cents.
Yeah. There's some 50-cent machines, but most of them are a quarter, and they have the old-fashioned Frogger machine.
Yeah, that's just right there. That's 40 minutes away.
Oh, it's easy. Galaga.
They even have a hotel.
Their homepage kind of creeped me out because it's like, here's all these arcade machines and there's a bed next to it. I'm like, what are we doing here?
No, they've got an Airbnb.
I see. I had to roll over it.
So you could just do the whole weekend.
People actually travel down from the Chicago area for that place. It's super neat. Yeah,
Pinball
you didn't
paradise.
Know about that?
No, I no idea.
And I drive.
Educated you two on something. I can't believe it.
I'm not kidding you, Tanya. I would have at least gone once, and if it's as it looks, I would have gone many times.
Oh, you'll be a regular.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, it's fun.
I go by there enough.
They've got Star Wars. So they've got, there's the pinball machine. Yeah. Star Wars, Blackout, Medieval Madness, Silver Ball Mania, Old Chicago, Terminator 2, Judge Dredd. Star Trek, The Next Generation, Twilight Zone, Adam's Family, Getaway, High Speed 2, Cue Ball Wizard, Doctor Who, Gilligan's Island, Super Mario Brothers, Mushroom World. So the video games, Terminator Salvation, Mario and Sonic, 2016 Rio, Solar Assault, Blazing Angels, Ocean Hunters, Dream Riders, Big Buck World, Super GT, Touring Car Championship, Ferrari F355 Challenge, Spy Hunter, Ghost Squad, Afterburner, Omega Race, Alien Extermination, Ninja Assault, Super Hang-On, Sit-Down, Gunblade, Dance Dance
Everything.
Revolution, Speed Up, Sit-Down, Chase HQ 2, Stun, they got the Uprights,
It's
Zookeeper,
fun.
Tron, Tapper, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Burger Time, Super Mario Bros., Donkey Kong, Centipede, Millipede, Pac-Man Plus, on and on. I mean,
they have it all.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then they have a little extra building around the corner that's just pinball machines. Yeah. So they have an extension, and it's super, it's worth the drive.
The Terminator one where instead of the plunger, it has a little gun that you pull the trigger to shoot the ball out.
Yeah. It's all the things.
They got a video roller coaster kid ride, too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all good.
And a tornado air hockey table.
Yeah. And you don't
have Hot shot basketball.
You just have to bring your $20 bill. And you can give each kid 20 bucks and you're there for 90 minutes.
They have an old rifle arcade game by the name of Jungle Dreams. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one in particular, but of course I remember the gun games. Hogan's Alley was the first one I remember.
And jukeboxes.
They do. They have a jukebox that's CDs, and it's fun to play. And if you're playing Dance Dance Revolution, sometimes you jump and it'll make the CD jukebox skip, and it's just...
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah. That I dance on Dance Dance Revolution, because I would never do that, but it's good. It's a good time. It's
a
good time. Yeah. You got to go.
I'm going.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I think
Nick will be there this afternoon.
Nick, if you
I can't be
right
there
now.
To teach. I got an emergency.
Emergency our gaming situation.
Got an emergency Jones to take care of.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Well, when you're there, ask if they have any senior machines.
They're all senior machines, Ryan. They're
classics is what I would like to refer to.
Yeah, this could be the classic games.
Very classic.
Games of the classics.
I feel like classic, like classic car. Like
it's better than mature.
Classic.
Vintage.
Vintage works.
Vintage. Yes. Vintage is cool. So are we vintage or classic?
I
all of the above.
Okay. Cool. I'm trying here.
Hey, you're in the same boat.
Uh-huh, I know.
I think and everyone else is. I still think
the free throw contest and the track and field or the
track
events. Yeah, the track events. Mm-hmm. Because then we could wear new tracksuits.
Tracksuits.
Yeah. And I think we would...
Velcro sneakers.
That'd be awesome.
Styling for the senior games. I mean, the classic games.
No joke. They've gotten better. But if you've noticed, all the advertising is about slip-on shoes now.
right. Slip on pants.
You know, I told you Sabrina's shoes are like top five in the NBA.
Yeah.
I found out so is Skechers.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, but the slip on is it's like you don't have to bend down.
I love it.
I think that's what's wrong with our world today. You want to know how you keep from getting old?
Sit
quit being lazy. Bend over and tie your damn shoes.
Those can be real twice laces, not cosmetic laces on top.
Well, after getting a proper amount of rest, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Make sure you take your supplements.
Yes, we'll take our supplements, plenty of vitamin C.
And a 4 o'clock dinner.
And a 4 o'clock nap. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group with an old guy in the back screaming, "You're driving like a bat out of hell."
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.